Governor Palin has issued a disaster declaration for interior communities hit by flooding. State Department of Emergency Services spokesman Jeremy Zedek says the declaration facilitates coordination between agencies and eases access to disaster assistance funding.
State has public assistance and individual assistance. Public assistance helps repair infrastructure, damaged roads, damaged utilities, things of that nature, other critical infrastructure. Individual assistance is to provide temporary housing to people and then possibly grant funds so they can rebuild their homes.
Zedek says the declaration could also lead to federal disaster relief funds. He says assistance will be available regardless of insurance coverage. Many residents of flood-prone areas can't get flood insurance. Zedek says the state is ramping up its response at Eagle, the area hardest hit by flooding so far. A multi-agency incident management team has been deployed to the Yukon River community where record high water and abnormally thick ice have destroyed or damaged at least 30 structures and displaced as many as 60 people from the city to nearby Native village sites and remote homesteads. As of earlier today, water levels remained high as ice continued to clog a several-mile stretch of the Yukon. Eagle Assistant Mayor Bo Fay says area residents are waiting on the river.
Basically, everybody's just on hold because of the water's at an impasse. You know, I mean, it went up to the it didn't go as high as it did the night before. But, I mean, a lot of people, they don't have houses anymore. And there's a few that don't have houses or vehicles anymore. And one guy, he's a miner. I mean, holy moly, you know, he might have lost $1 million worth of equipment and his house.
Fay says numerous fuel spills have caused widespread pollution in the flooded parts of the community.
Any of the fuel that was out there, you know, ended up on top of the water. And so it's basically, you know, there's a fuel smell all over all of downtown.
Fay ticks off a list of public projects the city has requested help with, including repairs to water and sewer, power and telephone, roads, and the city's retaining wall. He says the area's worst flood in recorded history will change Eagle forever. He says many residents may decide not to stay.
There's some of these guys that they got no intention of ever rebuilding. I mean, would you rebuild somewhere if there was 30 feet of water where your house was, you know?
Fay says right now the community is busy taking care of displaced residents and restoring transportation, communications, and power to the nearby Native village. Supplies and support from a range of government agencies, Native organizations, and charities are starting to make their way in by air and over the Taylor Highway, which the state has been working to keep open. Many people are staying at the Eagle School, which is also providing meals. Principal Ann Millard says donations of food and clothing are arriving, but there are two particular items still needed.
Dog food and cat food so that people can feed their pets. Things like rubber boots. We could use different sizes of rubber boots.
Millard says she's hesitant to ask for too much because they've already placed a number of requests and they want to see what arrives before seeking additional help. Millard says there's still the lingering concern that another push of meltwater may come down the Yukon and cause additional flooding and devastation.